This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We ended the show yesterday talking about the Al Dukes OnlyFans account. He's had a night to sleep on it and to think about it. And I'm sure they talked about it on the warm-up show. I did not hear the warm-up show today. I was prepping for our Putin discussion. So I want to know, Al, how do you feel this morning about the $100,000 deal with the OnlyFans account? And before you answer, I'm sorry, let me explain to the audience, to those that might have missed it. Al claimed that if he made $100,000, he would do an OnlyFans account where he would take pictures, tasteful nudes, things like that. Maybe be naked, but hide the schween with different articles. You know, maybe an underwear pic sitting in the condo there in Bradley Beach. Stuff like that. Now, Boomer stepped in and said, okay, fine. And you start this OnlyFans account. We'll have some parameters, maybe two or three pictures a week. And if you don't make it to $100,000 in a calendar year, Boomer will come in and he will fill the gap to get him to $100,000. So Al is guaranteed that $100,000. So Al, where are you right now mentally with this OnlyFans account?
Well, what happened yesterday right after the program is a similar situation that happened with Boomer years ago when he was given the opportunity to go on Dancing with the Stars and heard from some family members that were not interested in that. So I got a lot of kickback or whatever you call it from a mother, sisters.
Girlfriend.
Actually, Gina didn't kick back.
Really? She wants you to do
it. Interesting. I thought that's where you were going with this.
Yes. Nieces.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were very against it.
Really?
Yeah, it says, "We'll haunt you forever," was a quote I got.
Yeah, just like Sydney just ruined me 3 years in a row running.
Right.
Don't ruin my life, Dad, by going on Dancing with the Stars. It's your life, Sid. What about mine?
Let me ask you, do you agree with them?
Yes, I could see their point. I'm 51 years old. I don't think, you know, my nieces want to see a...
They're not going to see it unless they subscribe. It's going to be only for subscribers and those who pay for the content.
Problem is, these days with screen grabs, nothing's private.
Right. You know, they're his poor nieces. How old are they?
What's that?
How old are your nieces?
They range from probably 12 to 22.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, the ones that go through high school are going to end up seeing Uncle Al. Yeah.
No, I
like
don't
it
think
is,
so.
It is pictures. And I understand that, Al. I understand the trepidation on your part because you don't want to disappoint them.
Yeah, but then they can explain this is how America works.
And then they're going to start taking their clothes off and doing
No.
You can't. It's a bad example. He's right.
You think you're really going to be setting a bad example?
I do.
All right. Oh, it's tough to argue with that.
But you were a tough guy yesterday talking about how $100,000 I do it. Yeah, I mean, you know.
No, I talk tough.
Yeah. When it comes down to it. Not so tough.
He backed off and now he's blaming his family.
Yeah, somebody asked that. Like, Jerry and I have had this discussion. Like, if I could run a strip club and it made, like, tons of money, would you do it? Because then you'd have to tell your family. And I was like, yeah, probably not.
Really? You're that concerned about the opinion, even though you're making a ton of money. Like, even though you took care of them and you bought your mom a house or whatever, like, it wouldn't matter to you.
You know, some gals go dancing in the strip club to be able to put themselves through college.
Yes. There is that.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of thing that you could put your nieces through college.
Just by running one. I don't even have to dance.
Or just by doing, you know, a fans-only account.
Right.
You could. Think about that. What if that were the deal, that I'll put the nieces through college with tasteful nudes of mine on OnlyFans?
Well, then I'm getting nothing out of it.
What do you mean you get nothing out of it?
You're
get the satisfaction. Yeah, right. Of paying for your niece's education.
Their parents should have been having one of those 503 plans or whatever, 529s.
529 plans, yes.
Yeah.
You know what I'd like to see? I'd like to see you with a beer bottle in front of your stuff.
Out by the lake.
Al protecting the shores of Bradley Beach.
With the Michelob Lager.
Yes, exactly.
What about one picture? What about creating that one picture for Boomer? What would be the price tag?
Well, if you do one picture, you may as well do them all.
That is true, because they'll all be out there.
Right. As long as one's out there.
I would want a consistent, you know, week by week, 4 to 5 photos, and he would have to do all of those for a full year.
Doesn't sound like it's going to happen now.
No,
it doesn't. As the family got involved. And it's a tough one, Al. It's very smart because it's a tough one to argue.
It was like, I forget what the price tag was at the Super Bowl in Minnesota when we were in the Mall of America.
My God,
you were asked to run through in your underpants.
But here's the difference there. Like, I didn't say I'd do it. When I didn't say, like, I'd run around in my underwear around Radio Row, Boomer said, I'll give you this amount of money if you do it.
Yes.
With you said, if I get $100,000, I'll do an OnlyFans account. Boomer goes, all right, I'll give you $100,000. You go, family's not into it. That's the difference.
I love it. All right.
Wait, one second. So that guy was right. There is a thing called VegasKickback.com. And it's an app that you can download. So I was laughing at the name kickback.com, but it actually does exist.
You know what? We need to have a New York kickback.com. Well, because there is one, but it's just
called
not...
newyork.gov.
Ain't that the truth?
Let's go to Brian in Derby, Connecticut. What's going on, Brian?
Brian, what's happening?
Hey, guys. I was just thinking about that Panarin thing you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
I vote for Panarin if you're doing that.
Panarin, yes.
Panarin, okay. And, I mean, that kid's not going to play any good hockey anyway until he gets to the bottom of what's going on with his family back in his country. So, I mean, even if he was here, the only thing be on his mind. That's why the younger people that listen to your station should be happy with the things America provides for them. You know, not having to worry about saying something in another country and your family being...
Putting a line of fire, yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing.
I was actually surprised that it was all the way back in 2019 that he said that and his family was still there.
So the interesting thing is that after he had said that, and you look at the comments after that came out, right when it happened, the comments were, he's going to end up paying for this somewhere along the line. And that's what I was saying earlier this morning. I think that's where we are right now. He's missing for 2 weeks. But it may be less than 2 weeks. You know, it may be – this thing may blow over in a week. It may be refuted by politicians over there in Russia. And, you know, they certainly don't want him running around here with him losing family members over there.
Of course not. I was just – like I said, I was just surprised. I said, I can't believe – you know, he came out and spoke against the government in that way, and his family was still in Russia after that.
Like, right, yeah.
It blew my mind. Let's go to Jeremy in Richmond, Virginia. Hello, Jeremy.
How you doing, guys?
All right, Jeremy, what's happening?
I have to clear up the slanderous language that Gio's been putting out about my Oklahoma football Sooner team.
Oh, okay. What's that?
This guy was a placeholder. He wasn't a receiver that got beat up.
Oh, he was a holder. I have on Al's rundown sheet here that it was a wide receiver. So I'm going to throw him under the bus for this one.
Those were all the news reports.
He might do wide receiver drills a little bit, but he is the placeholder.
Yeah, but he is a wide receiver. You got to play two positions. There's not only you're not just a placeholder. You play another position. You're either the field. You're the punter, or you're a wide receiver or a backup quarterback. Either way, you're a football player.
To defend me and Al, Jeremy, if you put in everywhere, Sporting News, Yahoo, Fan Nation. Oklahoma wide receiver. So, I mean, listen, that's you don't want to come at us. You could say that everybody had it wrong, but not just me and Al here.
I agree to disagree. It's a cheap joke at OU's offense in the preseason. Defense in a preseason, but I think the main lesson here is if you see a guy with cauliflower ears, turn the other way and live another day.
Yeah, that is very true, Jeremy. Anybody who's a wrestler, MMA guy, the cauliflower ear, you know that he's been in a couple of fights.
Exactly. Bruce and Flushing. Bruce,
well,
what's
hold
happening?
On. Is this the Bruce and
yes,
Flushing?
Yes, the Bruce and Flushing.
Wow, what's up, Bruce? Long time, man. How are you?
Okay, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's the matter now, Bruce? Are you going to be negative on something?
Well, no, I just want to...
Oh, no.
Bruce, what happened?
Oh, no! Oh, you're back. Go ahead.
I missed you, you and Boomer, at the beginning of your program.
Okay.
Because I was sleeping. I apologize. I wanted to wake up this morning at 6, but I overslept. But there's so many ways to look at this issue. On the hockey aspects of it, do we know exactly how long he's going to be missing?
Well, he says 2 weeks, but who knows? It could be less than that. I mean, you know, it could be 3 or 4 days. Who knows? I have no idea what Artemi Panarin is dealing with in his personal life right now. That's the one aspect we don't know, and everybody wants to give him time and space and hopefully get this thing straightened out and come back and play great hockey for the Rangers.
What I'm saying, if it's more than 2 weeks, if it's 3 or 4 weeks, Rangers have a problem because right now their hockey season is on life support. If you miss the goal-scoring abilities of Panarin, the Rangers are not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know that, Bruce. Bruce, I know that. But, you know, that's not what's important right now. What's important right now is him and his family.
This is a big deal.
I mean, like, I had friends that I text with all the time. You know, one guy's like, well, listen, if Panarin's out there, let's go get Jack Eichel from Buffalo. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
You got to think about this. I mean, is bigger than the sport right now.
Well, for him it is. Yeah. And, you know, I don't want to make a joke out of it. The fact of the matter is that he's lived up to the salary that the Rangers gave him. He took less money to come play for the Rangers. And he's used the Ranger platform, obviously, to get his political views out there, which I don't have a problem with, nor would I have a problem with LeBron James getting his political views out there. I don't really care. It doesn't matter. He's doing it for a different reason. Seems like a great dude. He's a great hockey player, and he's got to get his stuff right. And, you know, when he comes back, he'll play great for the Rangers. He's just too good on the ice. I think when he's on the ice, he's poetry in motion. That's how good he is. He's like, if you watch the Islanders and you see Matt Barzal, he just explodes off the ice.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we talked about him all last year. He could be one of the greatest free agent signings in Ranger history.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. So it's like there are certain guys that just really do stick out, and he's one of those guys, just like Matthew Barzal is one of those guys. And I think it's going to be like, you know, and for that matter, the Devils have a number of young kids that are going to really – start coming on here too as of late. I just think that this is bigger than the sport. It's about his life and his family, and it is really unprecedented for a player of his stature to do what he did and give the interview that he gave back in 2019.
So that reminded me, Bruce in Flushing, being an old-time caller and overnights and everything else. Al, did you hear at the very end of the Steve Summers show this morning the caller who called up just to ask Steve if someone was still alive?
I did not hear that.
Oh, it was great. I mean, the guy goes, hey, is, I don't know, Jerry Brown still alive? And, like, the guy was dead serious. And then Steve goes, well, I don't know. I hope so. Like, I was just thinking, like, this guy, I believe the caller was 87 years old. And he dialed up Steve Summers to ask if someone was still alive as opposed to going to a computer and Googling it.
Now, I know Fleegs works with Steve.
Yeah.
Is it just Fleegs or is there somebody else in there?
Well, it depends, I guess. If Fleegs is off, I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, does Fleegs do
this? Oh, he's done it by himself.
He does everything.
Yeah.
So he's like Eddie for Steve Summers.
Yeah, but that's been like that forever on the overnight. One person.
One person. Yeah. So Fleegs lets these people through.
Oh, he does not care. Yeah, but the overnight is like that. It's just you call up, you're on.
Right, okay.
Unless you're a complete maniac who's trying to prank or something, but doesn't matter who you are. You're getting on. You're getting on, and you're going to be on for a long time. Maybe we'll try to get that. I thought that was funny. It's like, I'm 87 years old. I called you for a couple reasons. One is so-and-so still alive? What? I hope so. I don't know.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I can't imagine what that is. I love Bruce Springsteen, but I'm not a, you know, I don't really link up with him on politics, and I imagine that's what this whole thing is.
Yeah, probably. So
I'll probably take a pass on this one.
Yeah. No, it's just funny, though, because it's like you love Bruce Springsteen, but you don't love everything he's saying, and you hate the fact that everybody's got a podcast. So I wanted to see how conflicted you were about this one.
Like, no, I won't be listening.
Oh, okay.
But I still love his music and still tune into his music.
Like
I can separate the two.
Like if he were doing a podcast and it was about his music.
Yeah, that I'd be interested in listening
to.
That
would you be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just like to drive by his house and hang out there and see if you catch a glimpse.
Yes. Right. That I would also.
Just go to that park and, you know, offer him some tequila on his bike.
No, that's not.
He probably learned his lesson, though. Not going to work.
Jerry, what are you dropping change on the floor over there? What the hell are you doing?
No, my pen just broke in my hand.
Oh. Man, you've had a rough couple days over there, man.
So it doesn't write anymore. It's strange.
Everything that could possibly happen to Jerry is happening to Jerry. Refueling of a plane landing in Cleveland.
That was a bit odd.
Flat tire in the parking lot.
That was unfortunate.
Snowstorm every time he travels with Rutgers.
That sort of sucks.
Buys a computer that blows and then comes in here. We can't see him. And then his pen just falls apart in his hand right before the update.
Listen, life comes at you fast.
Did you go back to Target and take that computer back?
Not yet.
Not yet, okay.
No.
Are you going to do that and get your money back?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
You're just going to hold on to this crap computer?
Then I got to go to the store or stand online.
You ever going to use it again?
I could use it for stats.
Okay, so you are going to use it. You're not just going to sit in your house and collect dust after you've spent all the hundreds of dollars on it.
I'm not sure. We'll see.
All right. What's happening in sports?
We are brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. We'll start with some spring training news. I won't say action. They haven't started playing yet, but some news, if you will. Down in Port St. Lucie, thought this interesting. No Carlos Carrasco yet or Dominic Smith for the Mets. Luis Rojas addressing it yesterday.
They should be pressing by the end of the week, both of those guys. It's a non-injury related issue. I'm just going to leave it at that, you know, but they should be here by the end of the week.
So nothing to be concerned about. They're just not there yet. Francisco Lindor spoke at length, the new Mets shortstop, and I think you're going to love this, Boomer. You too, Greg. He was talking about baseball and the way the game is played these days and speeding it up, and he blames statistics, as he'll explain, for the reason for that, why it's such a slow game these days.
Analytics is taking over the game. You know, too much. Analytics are great. You know, they're good, but they don't need to take over the game. You know, that's something that's just, it's not right.
It's not right. See, you got to use the eyeball sometimes, not the stupid numbers all the time.
Well, you know, it's the eye test, but it's also how the game unfolds. You know, in the NFL, they use analytics as well. But it's up to the coach who's standing on the sideline that's making $5 million a year to make a decision as to whether or not to go for it on fourth and one, where you are in the field, how the game is being played. Did the other team lose its starting quarterback in the middle of the game? Then all that stuff kind of changes.
But I think that's his point. Like, there's so much of a feel to a game that the number, it's not always just black and white.
And that's why you worry about, you know, an inexperienced manager like Luis Rojas. You know, he's got to make pitching changes. He's got to understand matchups. Yeah, okay, the book says do this, the book says do that. But sometimes you got to do things by your gut.
Exactly. Exactly right. Meantime, Yankees pitcher Clark Schmidt strained tendon in his elbow. Here's Aaron Boone. He says the news on Schmidt, not terrible.
His ligament, his Tommy John is intact and fine. But he is going to be shut down for a few weeks.
But at least that is intact, and that's the good news. Luis Severino coming back from Tommy John surgery asked if there's a timetable for his return.
The most important thing that I feel really good, you know, and just taking day by day, you know. I'm close to be I'm throwing bullpens after that kind of face here. We will see how I feel and how the progress is going, and we will see.
He did say it looks like maybe June, July for his debut for the season, if you will. Want to get to some of the football stuff because you've got Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin reportedly coming down with COVID-19, but the symptoms are not too bad. We've got Cam Newton talking about where he's at in his career. He was on the I Am Athlete podcast. One thing is clear after spending a year in New England. He loves himself, Bill Belichick.
I think Bill Belichick is the most misunderstood person in all of
100%,
sports.
100%. 1,000%.
He dopish.
Dopish. That's a new way of calling Belichick.
Wait, was he dope?
What's misunderstood about Bill Belichick? I don't understand that.
I think Bill Belichick is the most misunderstood person in all of
100%,
sports.
1,000%.
He dopish.
All right, he's dopish. I get it.
What he would go on to say is just how great of a guy he is. That's misunderstood. People think he's a dolt on the sideline with no personality.
By the way, I got the answer of who's on this podcast, if you care.
I don't.
No, because I just want to give proper credit there, Jerry.
Yes.
Chad Johnson, Fred Taylor, and Brandon Marshall.
Okay.
There you go.
Fred Taylor, the old Jaguar running back?
That's right.
Look at that.
And did he say dope as ish or...
Dope. No, like he's dope.
Okay. All right.
That's what he meant. Here's more on Belichick.
I say about you all the time.
Oh, thanks, Boomer.
He's a cool dude. He understands the game. He's like a historian of the game. Yeah. And for you to just sit down and chat with him, like, it's like, damn.
I think he likes Belichick. This is where we're going. And then he was asked if he would stay in New England.
I'm getting tired of changing, bro. I'm at a point in my career, bro. I know it. I know way more than I knew last year.
And he said there's no way there's 32 quarterbacks better than him in the NFL, as you know. Then there's the story of, remember when Tom Brady went to Tampa, Chris Godwin was like, the number 12, sir, yours.
Of course, yep.
It's fair to say the Colts don't feel the same about Carson Wentz coming in, at least not the Colt that wears his number. Here's Michael Pittman as TMZ caught up with him.
I spoke to him, and he was just seeing like how locked in I was to 11, and I told him that I was locked in, and he was like, that's cool, bro, because I'm probably going to switch anyway.
That's not why he made the phone call. No way.
Oh, man. How that's locked funny. In? I'm pretty locked in. Okay, I'll switch anyway. I mean, this is not like Tom Brady coming to Tampa Bay.
Of course not.
No. Yeah. Not even close.
Well, take number 7, man. If Jacoby Brissett doesn't come back, take number 7. Invoke the old images of the great Burt Jones.
There you go. Maybe perhaps that's the number he will end up with. Seahawks linebacker KJ Wright about to become a free agent. So will he take a discount to stay in Seattle? He was with Jim Rome yesterday on CBS Sports Network and Sports Radio.
No, man, I do way too much on the football field to take a discount. That makes absolutely no sense.
So
that's great.
You're going to pay me.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens and see where he goes.
I'm too good to take a discount.
That's what he says. That's what the man says. And then also we did get confirmation from Shailene Woodley on Jimmy Fallon last night.
How many times has this been confirmed? So Aaron Rodgers said it at somewhere, then Aaron Rodgers confirmed it again, and then she confirmed it. Well, people don't believe these two.
The one thing I do find interesting is Al and I were talking about this morning is the fact that she says they've been engaged for a while. Well, what's a while? Like, when they meet, Danica Patrick broke up with him in July.
Okay. So maybe.
That's only 7 months ago.
Hmm.
So maybe she referenced them meeting during the pandemic, so.
Uh-oh.
She did.
Yeah. Uh-oh. A little crossover situation here.
How did they meet during the pandemic? I mean, was she in Green Bay?
No, she was asked
if she's been to Green Bay. Aaron lives in L.A. in the off-season.
Okay. Remember they were put together by an astrologer?
Oh, is that what it was?
What? Yeah. Yeah, the astrologer put them together.
Is that true?
Yeah. He has an astrologer.
Who, finds love interest for him?
Well, they just happen to have the same astrologer, and I think she thought they'd be good together.
And now she also says, Shailene says, that she didn't even know he throws a ball, didn't even know who he was, can't even imagine that, you know, at some point in her life that she was going to marry a guy who throws a ball.
I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as like the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like that's the dude I know.
He loves Jeopardy. I love
that. He just happens to also be very good at sports.
This is also what you said.
We got engaged a while ago and he's first off just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living.
balls for a living?
Balls for a living? Yes. So how much time are we giving this one?
year?
Well, I think, so Aaron Rodgers is 38.
Yeah.
If they get married, they have to get married first. I think he's got a good chance because he kind of waited. He didn't get married young. Career would be over.
You are like Mr. Divorce over there. Like 53% of everybody's getting divorced. All of a sudden you got this great take on Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley because celebrity couples work out all the time.
They don't, but she's not a – well, I guess she is a celebrity.
Yeah, she is.
She's an
A-lister, though?
I mean,
I don't know.
I never heard of her.
She was in Big Little Lies. She was in a feature film, whatever that – The Fault in Our Stars.
All right, it's fine. So she's a big celebrity. That's fine. But I think the fact that he's almost done with his playing career, that gives him a chance. I said almost done. Unless he's playing a 63, he's almost done.
Over under 1 year. I guess astrologers putting them together during a pandemic. This has got no legs.
Think of how everybody stands at that altar for better or worse, till death do us part, or until you're banging the waitress in the diner. They never say that.
No, they don't, Jerry.
Sorry,
exactly
Jerry.
Our point.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, but I was going to say that maybe they should go to Temptation Island to see if it works out.
Yeah, to grow.
Right.
Then I would give it a day.
A celebrity Temptation Island.
My God.
That will be awesome.
That way you put that on one of the major networks.
Just
Come
so
on.
You know, you've heard it here first.
Yeah.
The idea came right from here.
CBS, right here. Where you at? Let's go. Celebrity Temptation Island.
Put those two on Temptation Island, see if something happens.
54% of all marriages end in divorce. Well, you know, when you get married, you can throw that trust and belief out the effing window, and you just better hope that things work out, because 54% of you, it's not going to.
Right.
Right. The same guy who's got good prospects for Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley.
Did you ever see Bill Burr do the whole divorce thing?
I have not, no.
Well, he's great. 5 minutes. It's funny.
Oh, of course. No, everything he says is funny, that guy.
Just leave that there.
All right. Who else are we putting on Celebrity Temptation Island? J-Lo and A-Rod?
Kanye West?
Yeah.
Oh, they're already divorced.
No, but he could be one of the singles.
Oh,
yes. So, yeah, how many people are actually on the crew?
Four couples,
and
I think.
And then how many singles?
I think there's 20, so there's 10 each.
So there's about 30 people.
Yeah.
I would put that Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde. They just got together.
Okay.
They seem,
how about
they
the guy
could go
who,
on Temptation.
How about the guy who's biting people?
Oh, Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer, put him in there.
Put him as a single. Oh, my God. I don't know about that. That would be some liability issues, I think. Didn't another ex of his come out and show like a scar on her that he like bit her? Didn't that just happen too? No? Hello? Anybody?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm not following the story.
Hello?
I just thought it'd be somebody, like, put him in there.
No, don't put him. I don't think, if CBS, if we're actually pitching this to CBS, yes. they don't need Armie Hammer in there.
But wouldn't you want to put celebrities in that actually have a chance? Like, the ones you've mentioned so far.
Well, that's what I'm saying, like Aaron and Shailene. Well,
yeah, I mean, A-Rod and J-Lo have been together for a while. That'd be a perfect one. Well, you want to put Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson in there?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
I'll throw them in there.
Because at least... Remember, A-Rod did end up getting divorced from his first wife because of the strip club and the girl. I mean, so he's done it already. Now you're going to put him in a situation where there are girls just right there?
Yes, and I think that would be absolutely great.
Yeah,
and J-Lo, I mean, think about all the guys.
But it would be a shock, though.
Yeah, okay, but it'd still be great.
I think you got to put Gronk on that island.
As a single?
Single, yeah.
Gronk and J-Lo getting together. She leaves with Gronk instead of A-Rod. Oh, all the possibilities.
Yes, there are.
All right, so far we've got Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley, A-Rod and J-Lo, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson. Those are three couples.
Now, Gronk's got a girlfriend, of course, but...
Yeah, Camille Kostek.
Yes.
I think we need one more good celebrity couple. That'd be good on
Why not Brady and Giselle?
How about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union? Those two, very famous.
Very famous, yes.
Very famous, very attractive people. Throw
very
them on there.
Yes.
See how that happens. See how that works out.
And then you got to get your single celebrities.
Oh, man.
Well, why celebrities? Just go to OnlyFans and get all those guys with
the celebrities aren't going to mess with just the regular people, the pawns.
Right, like for J-Lo, you would need to find like someone similar in her past, like a backup dancer or something.
Yeah.
Like who's really hot and dances and moves well.
Yeah, exactly. And then people, because that's what they do. They put people on there that they know that the couples would be attracted to. And for A-Rod, it would be
Well, I don't know. I guess anybody. All right. Boomer and Geo on the Fan. It's CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
So this Panarin-Putin situation yesterday came to our attention. Artemi Panarin taking some time away from the New York Rangers because of what many believe is a political hit piece. He spoke out against Putin in 2019, and now there is a story that's out there that's claiming from an old coach of his that Artemi Panarin had hit an 18-year-old Latvian girl 10 years ago, and many people believe that this is a situation where this is just a hit piece. This is someone wanting to curry favor for Putin, and Panarin is now caught in the crosshairs because he spoke out against Putin and these 2 weeks that Artemi Panarin taking off really to take care of his family. It's a complicated situation and one that we're learning more about every minute. So Boomer being the man that he is, he was able to track down, along with Al Dukes, a Russian sports writer who is based in Baltimore, who translated this article that Artemi Panarin speaking out against Putin that happened in 2019. He translated that article so we could all read it, and he's up on this situation. His name is Slava Malamud, and he is with us now, and he's got a website called SlavaDoesAmerica.com. Slava, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning. Happy to be here. And by the way, I'm a huge fan of Boomer Esiason. I'm a long-suffering Buffalo Bills fan. I have lots of happy memories of Boomer from the early 90s with the Jets. Not so much with the Bengals, but with the Jets.
Yeah, all right. Great. Well, I appreciate that, Slava, and thanks for coming on, giving us a couple minutes of your time. You know, interesting, Gio just referenced you translating the interview that Artemi Panarin gave back in July 2019. And coming out of that, I read a number of people that said that Artemi Panarin was going to hear from Putin and his henchmen eventually. We didn't know when it was going to happen, but now here it feels like it does happen. And following you on Twitter, you basically are debunking this story that this coach Navarov has put out there about Panarin. And where are we this morning as we wake up, and what really should Panarin be worried about?
Well, to begin with, Nazarov's intentions are very clear. He's not even hiding it. He definitely made it very, very obvious that this is a political hit piece, that he is doing this in order to avenge perceived injustices that Panarin has done to the motherland, basically. In his view, Panarin is a traitor for speaking out against Putin. He is contributing to civic strike back. And this is very much in line with Nazarov's entire persona that he's created, which is like that of a great patriot, of a person who defends the honor of Russian hockey, and who has become increasingly more unhinged in his political statements lately as he's lost one job after another in the KHL. So that is not the question here, that it is definitely politically motivated. Whether or not there is any truth to it is a different question altogether, because obviously Nazarov is not speaking out because his memory suddenly became clear of an event that supposedly happened 10 years ago. It may have happened. He may have been just sitting on it, not really, you know, thinking too much of it until now a need became to get back at Panarin and to raise his profile a little bit. Or he may be inventing this out of whole cloth. Or he may just be embellishing a situation that may have occurred but was not necessarily that drastic. Now, reading that report in the original Russian, there's a lot of language there. First of all, Nazarov says that he was not witness to it and he heard it from somewhere. But then he goes on and provides very colorful detail in a very, very colorful propaganda-like language that makes me a little squeamish as a journalist to take this with anything other than a barrel of salt. And for what it's worth, no corroborating witnesses have come forward yet, even though, according to the story, there should be plenty of them. And whatever players that used to play on that team at that time that have been tracked down so far, all of them are denying it. that this ever happened.
Right, and also at that same time, Panarin wasn't who Panarin is today. He was just an also-ran kind of hockey player that was part of a KHL team, and why would somebody pay 40,000 euros to get a guy out of trouble that really wasn't thought of the way he is thought of today?
Yeah, that seems to be like a very exorbitant crime for someone like this. And this happened in a European Union nation, in Latvia. Presumably, the records, the police records, there are harder to fix, and they should be available. Now, €40,000 fine slash bribe could probably scrub the records clean. But even that, there's hotel staff. There is the young lady herself, if she exists. There are other witnesses there. Somebody should come forward if something like this happens.
Right, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen. So now the question I have for you, Slava, real quickly is, what happens to Panarin now? What is he going through, and do you think it's going to last 2 weeks? Do you think he comes back and plays before that? What do you think he's in the middle of right now?
We can only guess why he's taking the 2 weeks. I mean, certainly from an outsider standpoint, it does not look very good. But, you know, if this was just complete fabrication, he could have just dismissed it. But knowing Panarin, he is a pretty sensitive kid. I mean, he has a beloved grandfather in Chelyabinsk who had a huge influence on him and who is, you know, probably not in great health right now. And, you know, he really takes these accusations seriously. He is a very open, very sincere type of person. And I personally would definitely accept as an explanation the fact that he just can't concentrate on hockey when he's under so much stress right now. 2 weeks seems like a lot, but who knows? I know Nazarov much better than I know Panarin. I know Nazarov would not be bothered by something like this. He's definitely a very unscrupulous person. But Panarin, whom I've met a couple of times, always struck me as very sincere and very open. So I guess he just needed time to get his head in order. I mean, it's definitely a stressful situation.
Talking to Slava Malamud, a Russian sports writer, on this Artemi Panarin, Vladimir Putin situation that came to light yesterday. Are there more hockey fans in Russia that are supporting Panarin or not supporting Panarin in his views?
Well, if you talk about political views, then definitely the situation is kind of split. Some people are pro-Putin, some people are anti-Putin. I think that most hockey fans kind of respect Panarin's right to say his piece. It's not like there's a lot of anti-Putin athletes. Most athletes, including NHL stars like Alex Ovechkin, who's a very outspoken Putin supporter, they are pro-government. And that is kind of seen as, oh yeah, they're pro-government because they're benefiting from it. Panarin gets no benefit from his anti-Putin stance, and he puts himself at risk when he says things like this. So most hockey fans kind of respect his right to do it, even if they might not agree with it. And if you talk about if an average Russian hockey fan were to pick sides between Nazarov, who is a pretty dubious character with definitely well-recorded, you know, anger management issues, and Panarin, who is a really nice kid and a star and very approachable and very charismatic, most of them would probably pick Panarin.
Right, and this is also because of Panarin's support of Navalny, who is a Russian opposition coordination council member, I guess, who is anti-Putin and very, very public about it. And this came from a tweet that I guess Panarin put out there supporting Navalny, saying free Navalny. So this also comes on the heels of that now.
For sure. I mean, Navalny is definitely probably the only real enemy Putin has in Russia right now. He is he's the type of guy who is extremely brave. He's unafraid. He publishes the type of information about Putin's corruption and personal enrichment and embezzlement of taxpayers' money that nobody else manages to do. His last video that he recorded that before he got sent to prison has 110 million views on YouTube. So Putin is definitely afraid of Navalny. And anyone who supports Navalny becomes this kind of a public enemy for pro-Putin people. And, you know, while Panarin was out there just saying things like, oh, I don't think Putin should be a president forever. I don't think what's happening in Russia is right. I think there should be change. You know, that could be dismissed. But when you go out there with hashtag free Navalny post on Instagram, you're kind of putting yourself out there right now. And because of the protests that are happening in Russia right now, because of the violence that's happening on the street as a result of the crackdown. And Nazarov said it right, straight up. I mean, that's what motivated him to come out against Panarin.
Do you believe that Artemi Panarin's family is in real danger?
I don't think they're in danger from Putin. I don't think Putin really descends down to that level. If you're somebody like Navalny, yeah, he's going to put you in prison and throw away the key. I don't think he's going to really care much about what Nasty says. Having said that, there are people who are looking to curry favor for Putin who might make things unpleasant for dissenters and their family members. And, you know, Nazarov is doing this, trying to curry favor. And that's his way of doing it. There could be local officials who might take initiative and do something. I think it would be very likely that anything drastic would happen. But, you know, things could get unpleasant. There could be a threat. There could be, minor inconveniences created, for sure.
Slava, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate it. All the best to you.
Thank you.
Slava Malamud, a Russian journalist, shed some expert light on...
Big fan of mine.
Yeah, I know. Huge fan. But yeah. I think it was also... He also insulted you when he came
in a way.
On.
In a
it
way.
Was like he's a big Bills fan, so he had fond memories of you when you were with the Jets, and then said not so fond memories when you were with the Bengals.
Oh, I beat the Bills when we were here with the Jets.
Yeah, but he remembers it that he had, you know, good memories of the Bills beating you and the Jets.
Yeah, maybe he was talking about Smith. Bruce Smith knocking my head off.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm soft.
I mean, that's bold of him to jump on the air and then go right after you like that. Really, that's Slava.
That's Russian disinformation. Well, I want to kill you.
All right, very good. Yes. We do thank Slava.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.